puzzle about where such a quantity of hydrogen and oxygen could have come from. They think that everything evolved from chemicals, but where did the chemicals come from? That they do not know. Since the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the cause of all causes, he can produce immense quantities of chemicals to create a situation for chemical evolution. We actually see that chemicals are produced from living entities. For example, a lemon tree produces many tons of citric acid. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of God is the cause of everything. He's the cause of the tree that produces the citric acid, bijam mam savabhutanam. So devotees can see that the original potency causing the cosmic manifestation are not in chemicals, but in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For he is the cause of the chemicals. This is so loud downstairs, no?
They don't have a key.
Huh?
Downstairs is loud. They're trying to fix, but they don't have the key for this compound.
They can't put it down downstairs? Okay. Everything is caused or manifested by the energy of the Supreme Lord. And when everything is annihilated or dissolved, the original potency enters the body of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, this verse says, Adavantepi sarvatanam yadruvam tab evantarelepi. The word dhruvam means permanent. The permanent reality is Krishna, not this cosmic manifestation. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, aham adihi devanam and mata sarvam pravartate. Krishna is the original cause of everything. Arjuna recognized Lord Sri Krishna as the original person, Purusham Shadvatam Divyam Adidevam Ajam Vibhum. And the Brahma Samhita describes him as the original person, Govindam Adi Purusham. He is the cause of all causes, whether at the beginning, at the end, or in the middle. Translation, you exist in the beginning, the middle, and end of everything, from the most minute particle of the cosmic manifestation, the atom, to the gigantic universe and total material energy. Nonetheless, you are eternal, having no beginning, no end, no middle, and no middle, or middle. You are perceived to exist in three phases, and thus you are permanent. When the cosmic manifestation does not exist, you exist as the original potency. Paramanu Parama Mahatos Tvam Adyantara Vati Trai Vidura Adavante Picha Sadvatanam Yadruvam Tam Ivantara Lepi Om Igyanti Mandasya Gyananjala Shalakaya Chakshu Militam Jena Tasme Shigo Avinamaha Shri Chaitanya Manuvishtam Shtapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Datati Swapadanti Kam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shivasadi Go Bhakta Vinda Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Vanchakalpatubhya Chakipasinubhya Ivacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachate Teshtaine. So Upendra Prabhu, he asked one question to Prabhupada. It's a fair question. He says, how does the pure devotee see Krishna everywhere? That was his question. It's a fair question. So obviously, through the material mind, we can imagine so many things. So he said, does the pure devotee see Krishna on the right wall? And then he sees Krishna on the left wall. And then he sees Krishna in the corner. Or does he see Krishna in all the atoms? Or does he see, at what point does one form become another form? Or do the forms merge together? So he was trying to figure out, like we, from a materialistic, you know, perspective, how does the pure devotee see Krishna everywhere? Because it says here, from the beginning, the end, the middle, this is all Krishna. So Krishna is everywhere. Prabhupada gives the example that this man, he went all around the world looking for diamonds. And then when he came back in his, thank you, when he came back in his backyard, he saw there were so many diamonds. Like he gives the example of a man, he's on a stage and he's playing. He's dressed up. And when his son is looking, or his relatives are looking, they don't know who he is. They cannot recognize him. I had a personal example. When we were in America, my son was playing Krishna for Janmasthami, for the Gurukul. And when we looked on the internet, even though we knew he was playing, but because of the makeup and the connection, we couldn't figure out who it was. So Prabhupada gives the example like this, that this man, he's playing on the stage, and then the son even, or the relative, he cannot recognize. So Upendra is trying to figure out, can you see Krishna on the left wall, the right wall? How is Krishna multiplying? How do you see Krishna everywhere? He's asking Prabhupada. So Prabhupada is saying, it's not like that. He says, you see my spectacles? He says, yes, Prabhupada. Whose spectacles are there? They're yours, Prabhupada. You see this? And Prabhupada was pointing to his shoes. He says, whose shoes are there? They're your shoes, Prabhupada. So he says, like that. That's how the pure devotee perceives Krishna everywhere. He sees that everything is connected to Krishna. Like the mother, she's always thinking of a child. So when she's walking, she may see different items belonging to her child. Prabhupada gives the example of the shoe. She sees the shoe and so much love comes in her heart looking at the shoe. And her consciousness is so much child conscious that everything is related to the child. Everything she sees, everything she's thinking about. Will the child eat? How is the child doing? I want to buy good food for my child. I want to cook nicely for my child. I want things to be clean for my child. Her consciousness is child conscious. The original consciousness is Krishna consciousness. But the consciousness in the mature world is modified. So her consciousness is child consciousness. Like the businessman, he's always thinking his business. He's always thinking, how can I utilize things to make money? Like my grandfather, he used to tell me when people would come in his office, he was a politician, he was always thinking, how can I use this person for me? But Prabhupada was also, this is opportunist, but Prabhupada was also an opportunist. He was always thinking, how can I use this living entity into Krishna's service? I'm not sure where the explanation comes from, but we know, if we speak to Prabhupada disciples, or whoever is a Prabhupada disciple, that when Krishna would, when Prabhupada looked at you for the first time, we have so many instances, Prabhupada would look at you so deep, it's like he knew everything of you. So I think it's Shruti Kirti, Prabhu, I'm not sure, told Govinda Dasi or someone, said that at that moment Prabhupada is thinking, I don't know if it's his speculation, but he's thinking, how can that living entity, how can I engage that living entity in Krishna's service? So the businessman is always thinking in this consciousness that how can I use everything so my business can increase? How can I make more money? What are the different schemes? What are the different markets? So his consciousness is business conscious. So similarly, the lusty man also, everything he's thinking is how to enjoy the opposite sex. He's thinking, how can I enjoy in different ways? This is all he has in his mind. For those who worked in the Kami world, then you know this is all they're thinking. When they eat, when they speak, when they work, this is the only thing that comes out, and that is the consciousness, the lusty consciousness. But the original consciousness is Krishna consciousness. So one devotee asked Prabhupada, he says, is Goloka Vrindavan and Vaikuntha the same? Prabhupada said, yes, but your mind is in America. Because it depends where the consciousness is, and wherever the consciousness is, this is where you are. So ultimately, nothing is material. You cannot have something material coming from Krishna, because Krishna is the original spiritual. Even the material world, Devi Prakritim, Krishna speaks of a Devi Prakritim, transcendental nature. So even the material world is in the spiritual world. The train attendant asked Prabhupada, what is evil? What is evil? So Prabhupada said, it's Krishna's back. So even evil is when you turn around, but Krishna is always everywhere. So when Mahavishnu lies down, the Mahatattva is produced. But the Mahatattva is produced where? On the top of the spiritual world. On a corner of the spiritual realm comes the Mahatattva. And the Mahatattva has 16 elements, all the elements for creations, including the living entity. And when Mahavishnu glances, impregnates Mahatattva, then life develops. But still it is in the spiritual world. We are in the spiritual world. There's one example that I give all the time, but I think it's a good example. You're falling asleep in the class. But you're still in the class. And that moment you wake up, oh, what happened? Is it finished? Good. But so similarly, it's explained that when we will wake up, it's going to be like a few seconds. It's like we just woke up. But we are still in the spiritual world, but somehow or another we got covered by the modes of material nature. So we're still in the spiritual world, but we are covered. So nothing is separated from Krishna's consciousness, because Krishna is always Krishna consciousness. Krishna is everywhere. Krishna multiplies everywhere. But somewhere or another, we don't have the vision to see it. Bali Mahadan Prabhu asked Prabhupada, told Prabhupada, but Krishna is in the heart. And Prabhupada says, in the heart? Krishna is everywhere. Not just in the heart, he's everywhere, but you cannot see. But the Mahabhagavat, he can see Krishna everywhere. But then he says, forget about this. Forget about Mahabhagavat. We are not at that stage. We are Kanishtas. So then he says that's why we have deity worship, temples. Because you create the temple, and when you come in the temple, you have to think of Krishna. This is Krishna's house, this is Krishna's deities, I'm cleaning the temple, I'm dressing the deities, I'm cooking for Krishna. So at that time, I'm forced to think of Krishna. But when I go out, I don't have all these parameters. Obviously in Mayapur we have them, because everywhere we go, we hear kirtan, everywhere we see devotees, so we're lucky. So it's easier for us. But in general, when someone lives in the material world, he goes to the temple. Like for example, in houses, if you go see Indian houses, Hindus, so they say, oh, come and see my temple. So you go, they open their closet or their pantry, or they open their cupboard and here the deities are there. So when they open the cupboard, they see Krishna, they close it, they forget. Because that is the consciousness of a devotee. Actually, Prabhupada said this temple is for laymen. Because the pure devotee doesn't need all this. Krishna is everywhere. He sees Krishna in everything. Wherever there's Krishna, there's no Maya. When there's Maya, there's no Krishna. Either Krishna or Maya. So whenever you start controlling your mind in Bhagavad Gita, it says that the super soul is already reached. So you already, at the moment your mind is controlled, Brahma-Bhuta, you go, then you start seeing Krishna. Krishna starts speaking to you. Because he's trying to go, Rishikena Rishikeshna Bhakti Uchyate, our senses are extension of his senses. He's trying, but we're blocking him. The moment we get free, then his desire goes through our senses. So the temple is created for that, for an environment. So whenever we go there, we can start thinking of Krishna, because we cannot see Krishna everywhere. Krishna is everywhere. Prabhupada says that when Krishna's on the planet, maybe 300 people knew he was Krishna. I don't know how we got that number, but it's Prabhupada. But 300 people, he knew he was Krishna. So many people were meeting Krishna every day, and they didn't know he was Krishna. So many people saw Prabhupada, they didn't know who Prabhupada was. People come and see the deities, they don't understand the deities. So this environment is created. So if you extend it to our homes, we also create temples in the house. So that when we see the deities, then we can think of Krishna. If we become more advanced, we extend the house to Krishna. We're thinking that now I'm making Lakshmi because I want to pay electricity. I want Krishna to be cool in summer, warm in winter. I want Krishna to have nice hot water. I'm buying vegetables for Krishna. I'm cleaning the house for Krishna. So then our consciousness is expanding to seeing Krishna within the house. But the Kanishtha Adhikari, he's only going to the temple, then he's thinking, it's my temple. I'm Muslim, I'm Hindu, I'm Jewish, and they're fighting. They're thinking, my chapati, your chapati. You know, they're fighting like this, thinking. So when they go to the temple, there's some God consciousness. They go out, it's gone, it's finished, and they start fighting. The Christians, they did so many crusades, so much killing, you know, so much killing, so many religions. They go, so they go to the temple, they worship, and then they go out and then they forget. So that's why the temple worship or the deity worship is created. It's created to make us remember, and it's important for us. So in the Bhagavad Gita in the 7th chapter, Krishna says, I'm the taste of water. So Prabhupada extends this. He says, we drink water maybe 4 or 5 times a day. So we can think, oh, this is Krishna. And we drink soda, we're thinking this is Krishna. Even wine, he says the Americans and Europeans, they like wine. Actually, to one drunkard, Prabhupada said, Krishna is the taste of wine. So anything that you drink, then you can be thinking that it tastes, is very tasty. And this is Krishna's taste. And you see someone very powerful, the Bhagavad Gita is telling us, I'm the strongest of the strongest. That when you see some very powerful, you remember, my God, this is Krishna's power. When you see the ocean, and that you see that it's stopped by the border, how is the ocean being contained? That's Krishna's power. And the smell of the earth. When you smell, you're thinking, oh, this is Krishna. So this is not for it is for neophytes, but in the sense that we have not passed that stage, at least not for me. But we have to practice. Bhavananda Prabhu gives one story. He says in 26 Second Avenue, when Prabhupada would come down from his apartment, he would go to his dais. So everyone would offer obeisance. Except Gaga Muni. So Bhavananda Prabhu said maybe he was a little self-conscious, so he asked Prabhupada at the end for questions. He says that, you know, when you come, everyone is offering obeisances, but me, I don't feel like it, so I don't do it. Should I do it? Prabhupada said, yes. He says, you do it and the feeling will come after. So when we practice, even though we may not see it, we have to try to see the super soul in everyone's heart. We have to try to, when we drink water, we have consciously, we have to practice, because practice will make perfect. Like we offer bhoga to the deities, it doesn't mean that we have feeling for the deities. But by gradually doing it, because it will, our heart will become purified, then the taste and the, it will naturally come, the spontaneous will, desire will come. It's already in the heart, but it's covered. But when the dust is removed, then it comes naturally. Like when it's night, there's fear in the heart. You're walking in the forest, so much fear is there. The light is coming, the sun is appearing, then the fear goes away. So as we purify the heart, naturally all these natural qualities of the soul come out. So I'm offering, I don't feel anything, but gradually by doing it, by doing bhakti yoga, man mana bhaval mod bhakta, Prabhupada says you think of me. So at the moment you think of him, you become bhakta. You may not be bhakta all the time, but at least when I'm thinking of you, I am bhakta. So the temple is forcing me to think of you. I'm looking at the deities, they look very beautiful. Oh Krishna, you're beautiful. So then I'm thinking of Krishna, I am bhakta. So I'm practicing to become bhakta. Oh, this water tastes so good. This is Krishna's taste. This is how Krishna tastes. I'm smelling the incense. This is how Krishna tastes. So I'm thinking, I'm becoming bhakta. It may not happen all the time. But as I do it, I become purified. As I offer, I become purified. As I chant, I develop the taste. It comes. So that stage of seeing Krishna is everywhere. The gopis, they were constantly playing, role-playing. They couldn't see Krishna, so they were playing. And they were singing songs all the time about Krishna, constantly. Even when the bumblebee came, she thought it was Krishna's messenger. She didn't see the bumblebee, Radharani didn't see the bumblebee as a bumblebee. She saw the bumblebee as Krishna's messenger. So they're seeing Krishna everywhere. They don't need all this. They don't need all this jnana, all this knowledge. These prayers here of Chittaketu, I mean, for me, when I go into prayers, my normal tendency is, ah. Because they're very long prayers and they're not as easy as stories or pastimes. These are like prayers and you try to understand. But they are speaking in ecstasy. Because to be able to speak like this, you must be blessed. Like Dhruva Maharaj or Prahlad, they were touched either by the conch of the Lord or the hand, the singative. And then they were able to speak. They were 5 years old. How could they speak? How can a layman speak like this? But because they were blessed, they start speaking and there's so much love within their heart. Like when you love someone, you start describing that person in so many ways. But their love for Krishna is so powerful that they start describing how you are such an amazing thing, such person. You're the middle, you're the end, you're the beginning, you're the source of everything, you're in every atom, you create everything. And there's so much pleasure within their heart because they can realize this realization. So the gopis, they don't need this because they love Krishna already. But we have to go. Prabhupada explains how some people, they make the difference between the Kurukshetra pastime and the gopi pastime. But these are all pastimes of the Lord. They're all transcendental. The creation also. All the Vishnus, Brahma, Shiva, they're all material, they're all incarnation of Krishna's material qualities. But it's still Krishna's incarnation. It's transcendental. So we have to force ourselves to go through these things, and through practice, gradually the taste will come. Like for jaundice, Prabhupada gives the example of jaundice. You don't taste the sugar, but gradually as you eat and get cured, then the taste comes again. So the same thing for chanting. So we're really on the practice stage. So the practice stage is we come to the temple and we try to think of Krishna. We practice outside to see Krishna. And as we do this, then the heart becomes purified, and then gradually we will see Krishna face to face. And Prabhupada did say that one day Krishna will put his hand on your shoulder, you put his hand, it's his shoulder, and you'll see him face to face. Like Lord Brahma, he shaked hand with Krishna. Imagine shaking hand with Krishna. We can't even imagine. Because we have impersonalist tendency, we think, okay, shaking hands. But I mean, he just saw Krishna face to face. Chittaketu is seeing Vishnu. He's seeing Vishnu. Imagine seeing Vishnu. Then there's no material desires. Everything is destroyed. Everything becomes illuminated. So these are different prayers. And in this prayer, he explains how Krishna is everywhere. He's in everything. And we explain how the pure devotee sees everything in relations to him. But it doesn't mean that Krishna is everywhere. He's not in Goloka. We can, it's difficult for our minds. Either you have a piece of paper or you cut it in 100 pieces. You can either have the paper or the 100 pieces. You can't have both, not possible. Or the yogis, they can manifest themselves in 8 different forms, but it's all the same form in different places, but it's the same thing. But Krishna, he can have 16,108 forms doing different things and still be in Goloka Vrindavan, and the forms do all different things. Because he's here and he's there. He's in the heart and he's in the atom. And he's in front of you. He's everywhere. So that is Krishna. And by hearing all these things, by getting purified, then gradually we can practice. It's really practice. Gaganuguru Bhakti means we have to practice. We have to practice that, oh, that's Krishna's taste, that's Krishna's smell, that's Krishna's devotee. Like in the house, you're thinking, I'm paying for electricity for Krishna. And gradually you think, oh, my family are devotees, they're bhaktas, they're Vaishnavas, I'm serving the devotees. And then you expand and expand and you start seeing things. Like Prabhupada, he was in a park and he went and the water was running. He turned off the tap because he was seeing this Krishna's water. I'm not thinking this is the park's water. He's not thinking like that. He sees Krishna's water, so he turned it off. I heard one story and I forgot the name, but Prabhupada was walking. He saw a bar and there was the name of the bar was started with a C. I don't know the whole name. And Prabhupada said, Chaitanya. Because he's only seeing Krishna. Everything is connected to Krishna. He's mad after Krishna. His whole world is Krishna. Like the gopis, all they see is Krishna everywhere. We don't see Krishna everywhere. We see our mind everywhere. All the time the mind is telling you, don't get up for Mangalati. I don't want to go. I don't want to chant. I don't want to do this. All these devotees do this, do that. This is what the mind does all the time. And that's why Bhagavad Gita preaches duty, duty, duty. You must do your duty. Because through doing the duty, you control your mind. By controlling your mind, you come to Brahma Bhuta. By doing Brahma Bhuta, you can start devotional service. No, no, it's okay. And then we can become advanced in this way. Hare Krishna. Do you have any questions or comments? Any comments, questions? No? Okay. Thank you. Yes. But Prabhupada said, he says, the temple is for laymen. So it's not that it's negative, but in the sense that this is for people who can't see Krishna everywhere. So at least he's seeing Krishna in the temple. But yeah, he's in Ophite because Krishna is also in your heart and in my heart. So why he's not worshipping Krishna in your heart and my heart? So in that sense, he's in Ophite. But it doesn't mean it's bad because we all at different levels of advancement. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, he's a little, I'm a neophyte. Because when I go out, I don't see Krishna everywhere. And sometimes you fight with people, sometimes you don't want to accept things. Krishna organizes everything, creates everything. Everything has to be taken with a smile. Krishna says, do this, okay. Krishna does it, okay. Krishna wants you to, okay. Krishna says, your service is finished here, do this service, okay. I'm your servant, whatever you want me to do. I just want to serve. And that service has stopped somewhere or another by Krishna's arrangement. I'm going to do this. That service has stopped. I'm going to do this. They're trampling me like the praise of the Avadhuta Brahman. The Avadhuta Brahman, Avanti Brahman. The Avanti Brahman, what happens? He was very rich. He lost all his money by Krishna's arrangement. He started becoming beggar. And the kids were throwing stones at him from village to village. They would pass urine on him. And he was so angry. And at one point he says, what is this? This is all me, my karma. This is all coming. It's not the demigods. It's not the kids. And at the moment, like Pingala. You know the story of Pingala? Pingala was waiting for one man all night. She was a prostitute. And at one point, she said, what is all this? What am I doing? These bodies are like stool, urine, blood. And then she accepted. She just surrendered to the fact. So we have to surrender to the fact so gradually we can see. But yes, someone who just sees Krishna in the temple is Kanishtha Adhikari, he's neophyte. But we are at that stage, at least I'm at that stage, I have to go to the temple. So that's why Prabhupada says you should go to the temple morning, night, as much as possible. Because the moment you go to the temple, you think of Krishna. Does it answer your question? Thank you very much, Augusta Prabhupada. Yes, Prabhu.
Like, okay, the Lord, when He is everywhere, He is
Yes. Yes. Like I guess so much people you're speaking. Okay.
So without realization they say that he is happy. But if that consciousness actually they are not realizing actually the Lord or they are not surrendering to the Lord in that way.
Well, you have to preach according to the level. Like this devotee 2 days ago was speaking how these different 12th chapter, different levels of devotional service. And in one of the purport, Prabhupada says, someone is giving a donation to a charity, he's going to become Krishna conscious. Yes, because he's learning how to give. So maybe in a few lifetimes, he'll come to the stage of... So when we preach, we don't want to impose our own conceptions. We want to see what it... Like Prabhupada was expert, whatever level... Like he told the drunkard, Krishna is in the wine. He's not telling don't stop drinking, huh?
There are the people that just quotes like from the Upanishad,
yes, yes.
Pani Palo, Swami and that all. And then they quote only 2 lines of that and they doesn't quote the last line of that. And then they advertise it everywhere. And even from our community, the people,
when the question is asked to them, so they are not able to answer them. Anything, and then they say, no, this is because it is in the Upanishad. They are talking from our scripture itself, and then it's very difficult, even for our people, becoming so difficult to just even answer the people like that. And 99% of the outside world, it is like that. People are confused.
My Prabhupada said we have to try to become expert. He would take his disciples. And they would argue, he would take different sides. But ultimately, I mean, the 10th offense is to, you know, preach to people who cannot understand. So, if someone's not ready to preach, then you can't preach. I know in America, when Christians would come, we say, oh, you're a Christian? Okay. Tell them like that. So it depends. You have to analyze. And if you have to gain more knowledge than you, but if you can't, like for example, if you're not so advanced and you don't associate, like you shouldn't associate with Mayavadis. You shouldn't associate with different people. But if you become more advanced, and because you're more powerful, your knowledge is stronger, your devotion, then you can. You have to analyze at what level you're at, and you can preach to them, and what they can take. It's all different cases. But yeah, it's cheaters and cheated everywhere. They try to cheat. They try, like Prabhupada said, the Arya Samaj, they say Krishna's everywhere, but he's not in the temple. So they say, you ask, well, Krishna's not in the, if Krishna's everywhere, he's not in the deity? So Prabhupada smashed them like that. He's everywhere. There's so much cheating. So better you preach to people who would listen. Anyways, okay. Thank you very much, Augusto Prabhupada.